Now, still sliding deeper. Time to go down, time to practice. The exercises and elements of trance, but also just listening to my voice for a while. So I'll try to be entertaining, but I'll also be referencing exciting awakening. All the kinds of things you already experience when you get turned on, when you ache for it, when you're dripping and you want to slide deeper. The right kind of words can help you relax into it, lean into it, help you process things, drawing them forth from memory. The simple idea that sometimes if you trust, let go, and establish rapport, what you experience is so pleasurable that the next time you're asked to trust, let go, establish connection, you'll try it out, because it was great last time. Consistency of response over time. That's part of what rapport is. But there's a little more to it. You have to experience certain things while in association with, while hearing my voice, while connected to my method and mode of trance. So we're going to do a few exercises. Some simple ones to tackle each and every idea about trance and relaxation that it is useful to tie specifically to me, specifically to my voice, specifically to my method. So you have it in your mind to refer to it next time. And the steps are pretty simple. There is a path to a deep place, to a simple place that arises when you want to trust, want to sink under. And it works like this. You let go. You establish rapport. You relax. And then we do simple exercises. We carry out each of these ideas, each of these concepts, rapport, relaxation, trust, and the art of letting go. And then on the way to supreme deepness, you pick up a few things. That's how it goes each time. You pick up a few things you can use later, sock them away, and then even when I'm not noticing, you use them. You allow yourself to hear my voice, and whatever effect it has, it has. Relaxation sometimes takes hold, but if you just see it as a trusted direction to try something out, as me encouraging you to push that little bit beyond what you've ordinarily done and find another point where you are equally comfortable, but newly enlightened as to pleasures, as to practices, as to thoughts previously unthought. That's what I'm here to do. Going down deep through ordinary progressive trance, going down deep through inducting, confusing trance, finding a point of deepness through metaphorical storytelling. There are innumerable ways in which you can be awakened to, let's face it, a trance state you hit on several times a day without realizing you're doing it. But rapport, the building of a connection between you and I, which can later be used and leveraged to tell you, hey, if you just trust me, you're gonna like this. To convince you that I am the right kind of playful, or the right kind of dominant, or the right kind of thought process to vibe with yours. That's rapport. The ability to feel comfortable that once the vibe starts flowing, once we're in rhythm together, it's unlikely I'm going to do anything that's going to push you off your groove. You're probably going to get to stay in it until the whole record is played. And that's rapport. That's the connection between you and I. Building, growing, you may trust me already, depending on what you've listened to, you may already have a decent sense of how I think. But more is always better. The more of my patterns that are in your head, the more of my ways of thinking that are accessible to you, the more you can enjoy a trance, knowing it's gonna flow just as so many have before. There'll be things that surprise you, there'll be things that interest you, but the underlying vibe, which represents my personal inclinations, will be known to you. It's part of that getting to know each other process that you would enact in real life next to someone, with someone negotiating, planning, working alongside you. So keep that in mind. And let's do the first little exercise. I mean, fair game. When we talk here, I will inevitably use resources, thought processes I have, compliance chains, getting you to say yes and yes and yes, and eventually you said enough yeses that you feel a lot of momentum toward the next yes, which can help you enthusiastically engage in things you want to try. Or I'll subtly, unsubtly give you a story where you want the conclusion, and make you wait until after I've spun useful information about how I think and how I act and how my trances go before giving you the conclusion to the story, which may be a story of you, may be a story of pleasure, may be a story of me and my enjoyment of you sinking into pleasure. Whatever the cause, whatever the method, I will employ them, but only to get you where you want to go. I'm always acting in line with the mission statement of the description. I'm always doing what we're trying to do together, because it's pointless to go off in a dozen directions. It'd be hard to get the main point of the file in and a bunch of other stuff. Or rather, it wouldn't be as fun. I love the focused idea of one clear image given realization through the right words. So keep it in mind. And breathe deep. Exist in this place, as we so seldom exist in any place, because the world, the society we dwell in, everything around us is, in a way, there to keep you from existing comfortably in your place and realizing that things can be pretty good. Realizing you can shift, you can remove the programming and expectations of the outer world and just be in a place you make for yourself. Be deep. Be in a cultivated locale, some place you can trance safely. You're familiar with it. A lot of the best parts of trance happen as you go through the day. There's a reservoir of simple hypnotic ability and phenomena that are distributed throughout your day, throughout your thinking, especially throughout learning. And they're every day in scope. Meditative aspects we all go through, zoning out, relying on muscle memory, going with the flow when someone else proposes an idea. Even if you're not the biggest fan or the driver of the idea, if you're chill with something, the ability to just float into it, and then to find you're having a good time, surprisingly or unsurprisingly. That's part of it. These are all trance and trance subsets. If you took a dedicated, trained hypnotic subject and analyzed what was going on inside their head, if you found every little element of trance, of exploration, of connection, of rapport, you'd find all of these, the very things we're going to review. And that's normal enough. That's how it flows. A trained hypnotic subject dynamically adapts the various pleasurable things they've learned to do in trance, applying them in order to help the hypnotist carry them deeper, to help me take you to a place you want to go. Meditative moments in the everyday. They're already there. Becoming more aware of them makes them more powerful. In your case, and at this time, I deliberately ask you to relax deeply. Let's confront a misconception. Relaxing deeply is not the same as doing nothing. When we allowing something to go unnoticed in the background, it can often feel like, look like, one isn't doing anything at all. But as you relax deeper, do focus on the fact that you are participating in several very active pursuits, isolating and locating parts of your body you could shift to be more comfortable, finding the way, and it is a particular technique, to relax your musculature physically, finding thoughts which you can think while still listening to me. See, that's the key. You don't have to be thinking nothing, although eventually you may be. You just have to find thoughts that are interesting or arousing or occupying enough that you can think them while still listening to me and have your mind let a lot of things pass by into that unnoticed layer, and you'll remember. Just because something is unnoticed doesn't mean it's not doing plenty. So with that in mind, it's okay to have mantras. You might repeat in your head some phrase I've used, and if you sink deeper and deeper in that state, it gets easier for you to have something to apply the energies of your mind to. That's all it is. Hypnotic subjects learning to go under may find some element of trance, some phrase they like, some mantra or repetition. As they breathe and listen and drift, they may find some way to use the excess energy of their mind, until, with time and cooperation between us, it becomes easy for me to null out those excess thoughts and leave them popped, like so many bubbles, teased away to expose a raw and intimate core. That's what it's about, finding that raw, intimate core and allowing each of us to access it, you doing your own work, while I provide the tools with which that work might be done, and maybe a few suggestions on how to perform it. On what you may perform later, on what outside of trance may be performative at first, may be the, oh, I'm just playing along, until the moment of realization where you try to prove to yourself that you're playing along and find, blissfully, mindlessly, or mindfully, you're swept along in the same suggestion that you were convincing yourself you were merely doing as a play act. When you find yourself doing what you've been conditioned to do over time, because if we're being honest, if this is about imparting what I think, my style, my personal beliefs about how all of this is best achieved, I'm going to condition you in other ways. I do it unthinkingly, subconsciously. When I get in relationships, I mention it, I discuss it. And I've had some incredulity, and I had some, that's not real, and I've had some various responses. But the fact is, over time, I will suggest behaviors that are desirable and follow it with rewards. I will point out behaviors that are undesirable and follow it with punishments of a sort. And I will inevitably, when I am figurating some pleasurable image in your mind that is arousing and syncs up perfectly with your fetishes, I will anchor that sensation, lock it in, remind you, positive feedback comes from following along. You're already getting the best kind of all, which is the euphoria of being hypnotized in the first place, which goes deeper and deeper into you as you spend longer and longer in trance. It's another way rapport passively grows. Breathe, listen, and drift. The same drifting you undergo when a repetitive task is before you, when a familiar drive is at your hands, and you are preoccupied, yet paying enough attention to be safe and do things correctly and properly. But you have a lot of excess mental energy that we can use together. Use toward the best purposes. A proper process of carrying you deeper as everything focuses on the pivot point between the conscious and the deeply drifting, focused on other things, diverse, dispersed mindset that is oh so suggestible, pliable, oh so susceptible, trainable. The part of a mind that says, all right, show me what you can do, and I promise. Given time, given synchronicity, I'm not going to disappoint. Instead, I'll present you with the tools, and you'll do the work, and your brain, in having work to do, may become quite exhausted, quite blanked, quite drained, quite deep. And during trance, if you let yourself become the point at which your own mind pivots. So, the part of your mind that does the viewing and the listening to what I'm doing is a bit like the pinch of the hourglass or the center fulcrum of a lever. It doesn't move, but it's acted upon. Many things flow through it, thoughts and words and forces. But it's the thing at the other end. The part of your mind that observes is one thing. The pressure being applied, me, is another. And the subject, the thoughts being moved and shifted to a more artful position, they are also there. But like the fulcrum of the lever, you can't help but let the force flow through. Can't help but let the concept flow through. At the pinch of the hourglass, the time will move through you. Eventually, there is the world that was above, and it drifts and drips lower in drabs and drops until it's all pooled below, until it has all fallen deep, sinking into the sand. Things flow through your viewpoint without changing it, so you can be aware of it. But on the other side of you, the thoughts that pass through you, as you practice trance, you'll notice they change. They shift. The thoughts which transition through your mind are affected and changed because the viewpoint that is listening to me now is the part that will take up the responsibility for being the engine of change, which runs the commands I present, uses the tools I offer, and meditates upon the idea that one of these days you're going to gasp as you realize that stopping is not what you want to do, despite having resolutely decided you would prove to yourself and to me that you are not going to do anything at all, that you're not going to follow any suggestion at all, but eventually you'll be saying, well, the concept is good, the idea is good, maybe I want to carry it out. And maybe eventually you'll be turning to me and saying, nothing in the world you can do can take me out of trance. Nothing you could do will make me anything other than a tranced subject. Maybe you'll shift your tune, is what I'm saying. The machinery of the mind works most efficiently when it is the devices already present in that mind that are doing the work, the equipment of you. And intrinsically, every little part of you, every thought that enters then exits your mind is working cooperatively to take you where we both want you to go. We are made up of our memories, and your memories now contain quite the dose of my words, quite the share of my concepts, my metaphorical conceits. If even one resonates, you have a new tool of trance, like those experienced subjects I referenced earlier, who use those tools dynamically to assist their partner, their hypnotist, their rapport-building external agency. Using the tools of your own mind to assist me in taking you somewhere. I'm just here to give a trusted intermediary. I'm here to give you a story of trance and of you that incorporates some metaphors and some technique, incorporates familiarity and consistency. In short, I'm giving you one possible language from among many in which you may talk to your own mind with new tools, new equipment, and a new connection between us. It's simple. It's easy. It's helpful. It feels good, and that's why I'm here. That's why people enjoy doing this kind of thing in the first place. Listening, relaxing, and enjoying the moment feels so good. And it's so good that letting yourself ease down, as I would hope you would do, will take you just where you need to be quite quickly. Pleasure, bliss, utter relaxation in the process of allowing someone else's words to give your mind enough things to occupy its excess energy until it's blank and blissful. A sense of deepness, but also a mental picture of enjoyment, relaxation. A mental picture that takes enough effort to paint that your mind is exhausted and would rather just suggestively, susceptibly learn, connect, night-night, deeper, lower. Hypnosis is about training and practice, after all, but it's also about who I am and how I synchronize, jive with what you think, how we together create a shared picture of you becoming other than now, and how my words come back and tease and recur and motivate. The ease of doing something that should have come to you as naturally as breathing, that's trance. But you're being conditioned to slowly desire it. To slowly desire to perform a function that is natural, and since it is natural and automatic, you'll be doing it in the background. There are going to come moments when you realize you've been a bit zoned out, when you realize you've been staring vacantly or blankly. Perhaps you think you were distracted. When you perform a function, preparing something you've prepared before, traveling a route you've traveled before, you suddenly find, oh, I did all that on automatic pilot. And with my thoughts and our recurring little interactions in mind, those will be shiveringly pleasurable moments where your arousal and fetish are engaged, rather than just something that passively happens. And that's okay. It is all right to experience pleasure from doing what you were going to do anyway. In fact, better than all right, it's easier. Easier to flow through your life with a little process in the background that says, yeah, when you do this thing that you're definitely going to do, you're going to really feel the dripping, constant dose of trance rapport. A hypnofetishist looking for things that are a little trancy, that are a little suggestive, a little suggestible. Relax and breathe and drift, drift, relax, and night, night. Find that deeper place. Let the words fixate in your head. You will at least remember that someone focused on you, thought of you, commanded you deeper, snapped their fingers, deliciously applied trance to your brain. And you have the kind of brain that's going to lick it up, lap it up, wick every bit of it into yourself, absorbing quickly. Words that fixate in your head as you relax, breathe, drift. Every word I say, in fact, is entering your mind and therefore entering your memory, as other words that you already have there come out to play with the ones I present. Relax, breathe, do. Let words settle and form a foundation, a bottom layer on which we build a new understanding of hypnotic trance and technique, for everything here has been about building and contributing to a trance. If you didn't catch it the first time through, the threads, the re-references. You can go back. You can listen again. Or you can drift and breathe and go where the day takes you. These words are so often associated with pleasurable trance, with just wafting along on the breeze. Drift, relax, and breathe. A phrase you might hear a lot, well, a lot when hypnotists do use it, is increasing depth, the idea of going deeper, the speech of progressively relaxing. That's where one brushes over your body, mentions various body parts, and has you relax the musculature in the background. But I'm not going to use too many of these, because unless you have a novel twist, every subject is already automatically relaxing their body before you've even begun to go on the mind. It's a basic skill that anyone can do, even if they have zero hypnotic skill, to brush over the body and experience that mindful tingling rush of just thinking about each part, and completely dulling its need to move, its responsiveness enough. But you still get to shift. That's the key thing. And a lot of people forget this with their progressive relaxation. They'll mention the body becoming duller and blanker and deeper, but they'll forget to mention you can always move. You can always scratch an itch. You can move your body. You can reorient. You'll still drop deeper because you have somebody murmuring, arousing, and sleep-inducing, drowsiness-inducing, really. We'll get to that in a second. Words into your brain. It's hard to move. Your moving isn't going to break a trance from someone who really wants you to slide under. In fact, it's only going to enhance it. If I see that kind of thing, I lean in, lay my hand on yours, lift it, let your arm drop, that kind of thing. You can always accentuate a trance using what's happening. It's about improvisation, clever, cunning, targeting. Think about that. And do relax deeper. As you slide, my words fill your mind. Now, I mentioned deeper. And deeper in this case just means choose a path you are taking which brings you into trance, fixate on it, and go further along it. You may think it slopes down or slopes up, that parts of it dip into warm, soaking water, or that parts of it brush against you lightly, the grasses of a soothing field. Whatever particular place you're in and path you're walking, deeper just means further, further just means deeper. You are doing an application of mind exercise. Always, when you're going to trance, you're using the excess energies of your mind. It may become exhausted, so that at first you're doing something with it, doing something with it, then your thoughts just drop away as you fall under. But it's okay to have a lot of energy lurking around your head, because there's always something we can do with it. Any common comfortable word that's added to increase your depth or your distance, as it were, anything like that is just part of the same exercise. The exercise of giving your mind a word to apply its thoughts to and a command to execute powerfully, insistently, upon your body or just upon your mind. Trance becomes easier when you realize you have not only agency, but can serve and assist the person providing the trance through simply playing over your mind again and again, the sliding deeper of it all, the relaxation of it all, the polishing, soothing exercise of sinking deep. And deeper states have a greater association with pleasure and sensitivity. The deeper you go, the higher the average pleasure people feel when they're sliding to that particular level. Points that are further along the path of achievement, accomplishment, of deepening. Those points grow more arousing with time, but they also grow more powerful, because you are applying your mental energies to take you further along them. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Learning to enter trance means having the tools to recognize what makes you go under, and cooperatively applying them to your own brain. It's a category of mental exercise, and like all exercise, you get better with time. You can rely on my voice as I walk you through it a bit, but with time, you're going to be doing it to yourself. To assuage your curious, very relaxed mind, we're going to go over a few other things. The capacity to visualize, and the ability to draw on past experiences, to recreate in the present vivid physical hallucinatory fantasies based on past sensation, past enjoyment, past desire. So, the ability to set aside thoughts is in the same category. The ability to forget to remember to forget, to push something far enough back in your mind that you'll only rediscover it pleasantly, surprisingly, later, enjoying the fact that it is segmented apart from you in the now. So as we discuss relaxation, remember trance is natural and normal, and you're going through it a lot anyway. But you now have a few more tools to propel yourself deeper. Zoning out, distraction, memorable experience in action where you rely on either muscle memory or your procedural memory of, oh, this is how I do this. This is how I do this best. This is how I relax, sink, deepen, listen. All these things in and of together. So as you listen, as I guide you through understanding the act of setting aside thought, letting it fade, the ability to visualize and draw on past experiences, as I walk you through hallucination elements, amnesia elements, through advanced techniques hybridized from other elements of trance, remember, the deeper you are is really just the further you are, and the further along the path you go, the more understanding you have of the path you have trod previously. Understanding and prioritizing the things that you feel and think, so that you have enough room for all the things I say, all the things you hear. The ability to set aside some thoughts is so useful. Useful for what the mind does when it enters trance in the first place, but also useful in your everyday. Many of the things you learn when working with me and sliding under will be useful in the everyday. You must remember that they belong to you. Even if you're sliding under, even if you're submitting, the things you learn are part of you. They are yours to learn and use later. They are yours to apply to your world. And so the act of setting thoughts aside, pushing them to the back of your mind, the act of going deeper, and forgetting some things to remember others better, the zoning out, the distraction, the process of memorable experience in action, without the need to analyze every iota of it, and therefore allowing some of it to fade. This is a tool you have and can use in so many areas where you want to mentally surprise yourself. Areas where you want what you're thinking, what you're feeling, to come as a pleasant surprise. So as you listen to me, as I guide you through understanding deepness and how being further than you are is good for you, understand why you may feel relaxation spreading to some parts of your body, because in the background you perform the progressive relaxation yourself. Feet to calves, to ankles, up, up past your hips, right up to your head, actually. Those waves of heat are their own phenomenon. They occur in you as they do in any subject with experience. Each part of your body can become completely independently relaxed, and that gives you an exercise to do in the background no matter what. All it takes is the effort to listen, allow yourself to be guided, let the stressors and tensions you normally put on your body vanish. To be left behind, vanish, to be left along the trail into depth. When you're out in the world and you have to be aware of your surroundings, ready to respond to things, you'll find that your ankles, your feet, your legs are tensed to allow you to stand. They are ready in some way, stressed in some way. And that's why when you trance and you relax, it's always important to be somewhere comfortable where you can do that, where you will need no particular tension, where your muscles can be in that state of deep relaxation. Vanishing on the trail into depth as you slide down, relax and breathe, breathe and drift, drift and relax and go deeper. See what I mean? The lower you go and the deeper you go, the greater your understanding of trance through experience, and the more tools you have to apply to that experience. As I said, having tension, having the opposite of relaxation, is vital to your survival in the everyday world. However, when you're somewhere safe and you're listening to my voice, and you've deliberately discharged your outside obligations in advance, then you are free. All you need to do is imagine that your stressed body, every inch of your body tight, compared to how it should be when you're under deep hypnosis, your body tight, tensed, stressed, a taut string, a string being held tightly at either end. And when you want to relax, all you need to do is slowly take the pressure off one end, and the string will relax. You don't even need to relax both ends. You don't need to relax everything about yourself. If you relax enough, all you need to do is slowly take pressure off one end. You're simply temporarily letting go of one end of your own tension, letting it dangle loose, limp, relaxed, complete. The string is still being held securely at the other end. If you needed to take hold of the near end again, you could, of course, grasp it. You could become tense if you had to, because this is a deep, peaceful, tranquil trance, and there's no need, but if there were, you'd have the option. There is, however, a need if you are a taut string, like a guitar string or a band across a doorway. When you let go of one end, it suddenly snaps together with the other. When you take one end and gently move it away, you can let it ease down and become loose and limp. Imagine the imagery of that string left there dangling, limp, influenced by the breeze, by air currents, by a nearby voice. What would happen to that string? It could be grabbed again if it needed to be. But it is loose and relaxed, and in the case of hypnotic trance, what we're doing is unhinging the string at one end and letting it relax until it just dangles there loose and limp across to the other side, and then a breath of air washes across it, like my voice is washing across you. Now, you understand, relaxing completely, that it is an act of letting go of one side. You understand the nature of relaxation, what it's like taking something taut and making it untaut, allowing it to relax. It's still part of you, it's still tight, still present, but you know that if you begin to listen to me, it can become very pleasurable to let everything slacken, to let one end of the string you are holding taut relax, and just live in the consequences of the sensations evoked by letting the stress fall away. And now that you understand, taking those individual strings of your consciousness, loosening them slowly, so instead of snapping back, they relax and dangle, hanging loose and limp. You understand that each individual muscle group, each part of your body, every bit of you that's normally tense can be relaxed slowly, moved aside, relaxed right out of its tense and guarded state into an unguarded, relaxed state, knowing that it's easy for you to let that happen as you study it, as you learn its intricacies. Each group in turn, that's what you need to do. Each time you enter deep hypnotic trance, you'll find yourself assessing whether you can allow a particular muscle group to relax. And when the moment comes, you can do that to have reserves for later, as you slowly, delicately release a taut string. A delicate process, but always rewarding, because it feels so good to relax in the first place and to fulfill a new function in the other. This is a simple, natural trait. That's part of what we need to do in order to become relaxed in the first place. In order to go under, you have to let go of half the string. And the thing is, when you enter hypnotic trance, you need to leave yourself temporarily capable of following meditative advice like this. And the tautness of the string, the guarded process, the self-defense against the rigors of the world, from your feet to your breathing to your mind to everything else, when you let that tautness relax, you create an opening for my guiding voice as I assist you to override the guarding tautness, to enter, to bring you to understand and help you to actualize some things you don't normally get done, that you don't normally get said or experienced because it brings pleasure, and you might shy away from pleasure at other times, bliss, euphoria. It's so tempting, so intensely, absolutely tempting to relax and breathe and breathe and drift and relax. And the thing is, it's that tempting because it's part of what happens every time you relax. Familiar, comfortable, desirable. And when the everyday tautness, the ordinary guard, moves aside and you're freed up, allow the opportunity to move into a wonderful deepness that is essential, you can do so much more when your mind knows the tools of letting your muscles relax slowly from one side of the taut string, like an untensing of the string hanging limply in the air, drifting, susceptible to air currents, and the breeze of the hypnotist's voice. But more than that, you need to be able to let go and give the thoughts of relaxation and pleasure complete rein to tempt you onward. As you relax more deeply, as you go down, when you hear things like night-night pet, or even just the word pleasure, even to allow yourself to enter that state where you can drift, and all of this ties together into one neat bundle of hypnotic skills you can use later under my direction or with me in mind, a toolbox that we develop together. It allows you to become hypnotically pleased, hypnotically blessed, absolutely deep. All of the changes that will occur are part of you. They're things over which you have reflected, or which you've allowed to pass through your cognition, and which have now settled and seated themselves below the waterline. The waterline, the part of us which perhaps is left behind as we progress onward toward the busy business of the waking day, and these sleeping parts may be left by the wayside, but, like so many things, we must leave behind. They can return, twiningly, waitingly, to the waking mind as it progresses. I invite you to consider how pleasurable it could be to allow all of this to recur, to enter into that little buffer of things you carry with you, the memories which manifest themselves in twinges, the pleasures, the displeasures, the waiting regrets, the could-have-beens. They manifest as you wait, and then turn into actions you later take unthinkingly. The right word anchored to the right sensation, the correct thoughts aligned with just the right amount of a husky purr of command or assistive phrase, of assistance or thrumming edict laid deep within your mind and allowed to inform the world you'll create for yourself, and that's exactly what you've done. Laid out all of those things which will be held in the part of you that is so often beneath the surface, but which so profoundly manifests upon and affects the everyday flow of your life, like eddies beneath the surface which nonetheless drive the tides. So listen, relax, and allow me to ascend alongside you, guiding you here, assisting and lending you focus on an otherwise merely intensely pleasurable meditative experience. Allow me to speak briefly of your rising up, to frame the way in which all of these things will remain in your mind, anchored and solidified, even when you start to rise. And you have learned enough. So listen, relax, and consider which of these things can be left by the wayside and which you will always carry with you, to be retrieved later on your second journey through, or your third. Every time you listen, you learn new techniques. You develop new ways to make yourself into what you already need to be. And with a greater throb, throb, throb of desire comes a greater awareness of your changes, yes. A greater depth of absorption, causing a greater motive to go deeper, to learn the intricacies of being a good subject. These things will be drummed into you by the long, treading footfalls of the busy day, thinking of them between here and the next time you listen and return. Allow yourself to rise slowly now. The muscles that are able to move can move. The muscles that cannot yet move can relax. The need to rush is absent, but the pleasure of accomplishment at tackling the rest of your day will be there. May be there if you have something to do, or will be there the next time you do. The little remnant of going deep. I encourage you, with that accomplishment sometime in the future in mind, to wake. Find movement. Find ability. Find focus for a time, knowing that the next time you slide down, you're going to find a way to use your training.